Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
How do we measure the maturity of a local church? Well, the Apostle Paul answered this question very specifically when he wrote to the Ephesians. Clearly, it's faith, hope, and love. And this is what Paul prayed for.
This is why, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I never stopped giving thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers.
Though faith and love are very basic in becoming a mature church, there was something missing among these New Testament believers. They needed to develop their hope in Christ. You see, there were some Jewish believers who were telling Gentile believers that their hope as Jewish believers was greater than the hope of the Gentile believers. Not so, wrote Paul. As believers, we all have the same glorious hope. And this is why he began the letter to the Ephesians by reminding all of them of the basis of their hope in Christ.
They have been chosen in Christ. They have been adopted into the family of God. They have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. They were secure in Christ because they were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
What about your church? Are you as a body not only reflecting faith and love, but also hope? You can if all of you are building up one another with the Word of God, which provides the foundation of all three of these qualities: faith, hope, and love.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.